All right, I'm here at the Los Angeles Convention Center for E3. This is day two that I'm doing here. And day one, I thought I'd talk about that first. Was actually pretty interesting. First thing we saw, well, we went to the Nintendo conference, and it was pretty cool. I like what I saw of the Wii U. Not sold on the name, but whatever. Who was sold on Wii? You'll get used to it. So, but, I mean, yeah, that was that. I mean, everybody saw that. I saw, next we went to the Naval appointment at 1 o'clock, and we saw the Prime World demonstration from Naval. And I was actually very impressed. I hadn't heard much about the game before going into my appointment, so I was actually pretty impressed with what I saw. After that, we went to the 2K and saw Duke Nukem Forever and Darkness 2. Duke Nukem Forever was just multiplayer from what I played, and complements the game quite well when you compare it to how multiplayer used to be 10 years ago, because it was just, you know, simple fragging, just walk around, frag. There was no real tech, there's no real tactics involved, or anything like that. Darkness 2 actually pretty impressed me, not being a huge fan of the first game. So, take that for what you will. I wanted to actually play it, but there was just a demonstration, and it looks like if you really liked the first one, you're really going to like this one because of the extra darkness powers and, of course, the continuation of the story involving Jackie and his girlfriend. So, yeah. Beyond that, we also went to the Sega meeting and got to see a demo of Sonic Generations and Anarchy Reigns. Sonic Generations actually looked pretty interesting just because of the classic gameplay that they're going to be putting into that game. We saw the City Escape levels, and it seems like, from what I can tell, you can play 80% of the game as classic Sonic, which is a huge plus for me. And you could play, or you could play 80% as modern Sonic. It's really up to you how much of the game you want to play, except for that 20% where you will have to play the other mode. Not a huge fan of modern Sonic, so I'm hoping that it's not so bad and that you truly can play the 80% of the game as classic Sonic. Anarchy Reigns. Yeah, it was okay. I don't want to say it was good, great, or terrible, but it was in the middle somewhere to where I could see how it could use... It definitely could use some sprucing up, so I'm hoping that's what they're going to do with it in the next couple of months before release. After that, I saw U-Star. Let's just not go there. As for what I'm going to see today before I wrap this up, our first appointment is with Nexon, and we're going to see something. Vindictus, I guess, probably the latest content from Vindictus. After that, I think we have Nintendo. No, we don't have Nintendo. Sometime today we have Nintendo, so we're going to see, hopefully, maybe able to demonstrate the Wii U a little bit better to us. We have Activision today, so we'll probably be seeing some exclusive content from Modern Warfare 3, as well as Prototype 2. We have our appointment book is full today, but I can't think of everything. I'll probably do an audio boo later after I've seen a lot of the stuff. So, do you want a bag? All right, we'll see you next time.